Well, wouldn't you know it, on Pentecost Sunday, when we ought to be talking about the Holy Spirit, the hymn of the Word, the sermon hymn, doesn't even mention Him, begins with the word Christ. He would like it that way. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Holy Spirit Day. He gets but just one day in the entire church year, and frankly, were you to ask Him, He'd remind you that the day is not about Him. It's about the one He points to and directs all the traffic toward. It's about Jesus. That's the Spirit's work, after all, pointing people to Jesus, the Savior of the world, mankind's only hope and salvation. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk about Himself. He's rather shy that way. Shy member of the Holy Trinity He is. Or as a professor of mine back in 1974 said in a class, He is the half-known God. Rather, in the very words the Holy Spirit inspired to be written down for our learning, He is doing His job, teaching and leading and pointing and reminding and directing and helping and comforting. It's to the one in a lonely manger bed, the one dripping wet from Jordan River baptism, the one healing lepers and blind men and raising dead children, the one bloodied and hanging limp dead on a cross, the one reaching out His nail-marked hands to His bewildered disciples and raising those same hands in blessing and His ascension. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. It's Holy Spirit Day. It's Jesus Day. That's what happened when at Pentecost, the promise that Jesus had made to His disciples to send His Spirit upon them was fulfilled. You heard it with the sound of a mighty wind and tongues of fire. The Spirit came upon the Lord's apostles and filled them up. So much did the Spirit fill them up, they burst. They burst forth with what the Spirit gave them. Words. Lots and lots of words in lots and lots of languages, which they had never studied before, no thanks to that Rosetta, a quick language course you can buy for $99.95, and then some. Yet nonetheless, there they were, going on and on, not about themselves, nor about the weather, nor about politics or the economy or the you name it, but about the mighty acts of God. They were on fire for the Lord, these otherwise cowering guys. And they all of a sudden had a lot of words in them, words they couldn't keep in. And all those words about the mighty acts of God culminated and centered in just one word, the big one. The Word that was in the beginning, the Word that was with God and was God, the Word wrapped up with sinew and flesh and bone, dwelling among us full of grace and truth. It was Peter who lifted up his voice. He pulled together the Old Testament scriptures whereby God had, way back when, promised His people that in the last days He would literally pour out His Spirit, not sprinkle with a drip here and a drop there, but pour out, unload, drench. And in that pouring out, the Spirit would point people to God's mighty and great work of salvation for the world through the words He put into Peter to speak out. And it would be all about Jesus, the Word of God made flesh. In his sermon here in Acts chapter 2, Peter, if you noticed, was none too careful in his choice of words. he failed rather miserably in being politically correct. This same Jesus, he says, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed. And you see, this was God's definite plan. No accident here. And what's more, says Peter, now on a roll, God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death. In fact, says the apostle a little later on in his Spirit-given sermon, this Jesus, God raised up, and of all that we are witnesses. And with those words about the Word made flesh, the New Testament Pentecost happened. Pentecost means 50. 50 days after the Passover came the winter wheat harvest festival. It was a big hoopla of the first fruits, the first big deal harvest of the year. At the time of Jesus, it was also a day to celebrate the giving of the law, the word, the Torah to Moses on Mount Sinai. Those two themes come together, the harvest and the giving of the word. 50 days after Jesus' death and resurrection comes the first fruits of the harvest, the first believers to believe through the apostles' word and baptism. And it all comes with those Mount Sinai signs of fire and wind. 3,000 people from among the thousands that were in Jerusalem for the big Pentecost parades. They heard this word of Christ preached by the apostles. They were baptized by them, receiving the Holy Spirit. Wow, what a harvest that was. What's more, those 3,000 came to faith the way we come to faith, not by walking around with Jesus as the disciples, but through the preached word and through the water of baptism. Those are the Spirit's tools of his trade. Word and water, along with bread and wine. The Holy Spirit speaks and washes and feeds into us nothing other and no one less than Jesus, the one crucified and killed for our sins and raised up by the Father so that those iron chains of death might be cut by the bolt-cutting power of his victory. You can get Jesus no other way. More than anything else, the Holy Spirit wants you to know Jesus. He is your life and your salvation. The Holy Spirit wants you to be drenched in the living water of his blood-bought forgiveness. All that is the Lord's, he declares, and he gives to you. He wants you to have it. The Holy Spirit wants you to hear over and over and over and over again, because you are so forgetful, over and over again, that there is no more condemnation for you, because you are in Christ Jesus. All he wants you to have is peace in your life and in your soul. Not happy clappiness, not smiley emojis, no. Going out of church one Sunday morning when I had to preach 4 services in a row in Michigan was a lady, and she came with this flowing group of people to shake hands. She spoke very broken English. And in those few seconds of a handshake, with tears coming down, she said, My husband and I came here from Afghanistan years ago. Our only son was killed in the war. And I am Muslim. And I am looking for peace in my life. This peace that the Holy Spirit would have you have is peace with God. And you have it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote that. The Spirit points you to Christ. He guides you into all truth. He wants you to know that in your holy baptism, you have been literally buried with him into his death and raised with him for life. Life that is abundant in his mercy and grace, and life that is everlasting in his presence and his peace. You can't have this on your own. Not by your own reason or your own strength. You are long dead and dry bones. Some of you longer dead than others. You don't choose Jesus, nor can you. You wouldn't choose Jesus. No, the Holy Spirit calls you. By the word of God, the Holy Spirit points you away from yourself and your own pitiable reason and strength. And he brings you like a babe in arms. He brings you to Jesus. And day by day by day, using nothing but the tools of word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit keeps you connected to Jesus, following him every step of life's way. I am the vine, you are the branches, says Jesus, and it is so. His saying makes it so. Not your words, his, only his word. And the Holy Spirit speaks that word into you. After all, the Holy Spirit is looking forward to harvest time, the harvest time, the big one in heaven. When all the saints and angels with all the company of heaven celebrate the gathering in of God's redeeming grace in Jesus, the Lamb triumphant on his throne, King of kings and Lord of lords. A little taste, a foretaste of all that you get again today around his altar. You're eating and you're drinking from this side of heaven's glory through a glass, darkly smudged. We come, peering, believing, receiving. The Holy Spirit is pointing. He is calling you. He is gathering you. He is enlightening and sanctifying you. He wants you to see Jesus today and forever. Nothing makes the Spirit of God happier than to see you in the shepherding care of the Good Shepherd, whose goodness and mercy surely follow you all the days of your earthly life. But you ain't seen nothing yet. It's Holy Spirit Day. In the name of Jesus. Amen.